Welcome to this episode of Just the Disc. My name's Brian Sauer. This is my podcast about Blu-rays. So I'm sure you folks have noticed I'm trying to change things up a little bit, do some new stuff here on the show. It's really about maintaining the show and keeping it coming on a weekly basis. I have considered going bi-weekly with it just because things are getting a little crazy in terms of work and keeping up with Pure Cinema and family. And so I apologize for all the changes, but I'm just trying to do some new things that maybe will help me maintain the show on a regular basis for y'all. So this episode is a new thing I'm trying out. It is going to be called Announcements. And the idea is that I will keep tabs on a bunch of different labels, stuff I've talked about on the show, and a few labels that I really haven't touched on too much that have announced various things throughout a given month. This is the August announcements. This is stuff, I'm recording this before the end of August, so there may be some things that I miss. But I have made some notes throughout this month, and in case you've missed the announcements for some of these titles, I thought, you know, I'll put them all together in one place. And for those that don't follow, you know, these studios and labels on social media, or don't follow Dawn of the Discs on Instagram or Twitter, I just thought this would be a nice catch up for y'all. So here goes. I'm basically going to do these in alphabetical order in terms of the announcements. I may miss a few things. This is just stuff that caught my eye, so it's by no means everything that's been talked about this month, but it's stuff that I thought was interesting. So first up is an announcement from 101 Films. This may have actually been announced last month, or maybe, I don't know, but the street date is available now, and it's for this movie called Project X. And it is not the chimpanzee movie with Helen Hunt. It is, in fact, a 1968 film from William Castle that I have never seen. And I do like 101 Films. I believe there's an upcoming episode where I talk about one of their releases. But they're a good company for especially sales. Like, they have a lot of bare bones kind of discs, and they'll have a sale, and, you know, they're less than $10, and it's good titles. A lot of them are region-free, not all of them. This one, I'm not sure about the region coding on it yet. I'm assuming it will be possibly region-free. The release date is September 16th. The synopsis says, a secret agent is brought back from cryogenic suspension after surviving a plane crash during a mission in order to uncover a secret germ formula that had been hidden away years earlier. So that sounds interesting to me. It has a couple new special features, something called Money Back Guarantee, William Castle's Ingenious Gimmicks, which sounds fun, and a new audio commentary with film writers Alan Bryce and David Flint. So that is Project X from 101 Films. That is the one announcement I have for them for this month. Next up, we have something from Arrow Academy. They have announced, and these are both Region B locked, by the way. They have announced a movie called Pickup Alley, which is, I want to say, from 1957. There we go. And it's a stylish, looks like noir, directed by John Gilling, who did Plague of the Zombies. It's a long, unseen crime film set amongst the seedy milieu of the international narcotics trade. And it stars Victor Mature and Anita Ekberg and Trevor Howard. Looks like it'll have not much in the way of special features, but maybe a little bit. That street date is November 4th. And then more interesting to me is The Far Country, which is an Anthony Mann, Jimmy Stewart Western. And it's one of the better ones. I like this one a lot. I mean, not that they have a lot of bad collaborations.
The strong came and the weak. The bad and the good. And sometimes it was hard to tell which was which.
Who'd you kill?
Two men.
Seems like a man ought to have a right to leave. He wants to leave.
I figured they shouldn't ought to turn back and taken my cattle with them.
But this is a two-discer. It has two presentations of The Far Country in both its original 1.85 aspect ratio and a 2.00 to 1 aspect ratio. Brand new 4K restoration. audio commentary from film scholar Adrian Martin, something called American Frontiers, Anthony Mann at Universal, an all-new feature-length documentary with Mann biographer Alan K. Rode, Western author C. Courtney Joyner, script supervisor Michael Preece, and critics Michael Schlesinger and Rob Ward, Mann of the West, M-A-N-N of the West, a newly filmed appraisal of Far Country and the Westerns of Anthony Mann by critic Kim Newman. Yay, Kim Newman. I love Kim Newman. So that's great. And to hear him talk about stuff other than horror and science fiction is awesome. So that is The Far Country. That is coming November 12th, I believe. Next up, we have an announcement from Eureka Entertainment. Is this Fuller at Fox, Sam Fuller box set. It's five films, 1951 to 1957. And it says over a six-year period, Fuller would produce some of the best work of his career and therefore some of the best films in American cinema. An uncompromising series of masterpieces spanning multiple genres, the Western, the war film, film noir, the crime thriller, that would establish the director as a true auteur whose influence continues to be felt today. So the movies included here are Fixed Bayonets from 1951, Pick Up on South Street, 1953, Helen High Water, 1954, House of Bamboo, 1955, and 40 Guns, 1957. It looks like these have a few new special features. I'm not sure about the crossover between the previous releases of these movies. All of them, I believe all of them have Blu-rays. Fixed Bayonets came out from Kino. Pick Up on South Street, maybe they put out, actually. I have an import of that. Helen High Water came out from Twilight Time. House of Bamboo came out from Twilight Time. And 40 Guns, of course, came out from Criterion. But it looks like there's some interviews here on some of these and a documentary on Helen High Water on Richard Widmark. I think these might be carryovers. I'm not sure how much of this is new stuff, but it's nice to have them all in one place. And that box set is slated for October 28th. So next up, Indicator. They have their October releases. Some fun stuff. Most exciting for me is their release of Birdie, Alan Parker's film, based on the acclaimed, quote, unfilmable novel by William Wharton about a boy who dreams of flying. Alan Parker's elliptical, ethereal film is just as vividly poetic as its source. And if you don't know Birdie, it's the story of two unlikely boyhood friends, the confident and popular Al, Nicolas Cage, and Birdie, Matthew Modine, awkward and withdrawn and obsessed with birds.
This would have been your knife, Mario.
It is. Dinkerfee stole it from me.
I thought you said this guy stole it.
No, I just said he had it.
Jesus, Mario. I bought it from Ziegenfuss, but if he stole it from you, you can have it.
Don't touch that knife.
It's mine.
I'll get you another. Here.
Thanks.
Where'd you learn all that stuff? You wrestle or something?
No.
You should.
You like pigeons?
What's the like?
They fly.
They fly, so what?
That's enough.
Come on, Al, are we going or what?
I'm training these to be carrier pigeons.
Oh, yeah, you mean with the nuts, like in a war?
Al, I got a class. I've got to go.
So go.
Up yours.
Pretty ugly birds.
You know, Al, if he really can train me carrying notes, I'd buy one.
You would?
Sure. A lot of kids would.
Hey! Wait a minute. How about if I help you catch some?
The advent of the war in Vietnam shatters their youth, and they both return irrevocably changed, one physically traumatized, the other emotionally fractured. So this is a really interesting drama that I've always liked, and one of Alan Parker's best films. Really great performances from Cage and Modine. Really poignant film. So this is a new 2K remaster, supervised and approved by Alan Parker, and it has a new and exclusive audio commentary with director Alan Parker and the BFI's Justin Johnson. Learning to Fly 2019, a new and exclusive interview with screenwriters Jack Baer and Sandy Kruf. Keith Gordon on William Wharton, 2019. The actor and filmmaker shares his experiences adapting Wharton for the screen. No Hard Feelings, 1974. Alan Parker's early film. It's an unsentimental view of wartime London through the eyes of a troubled young man. I've never even heard of that. That's really cool. This is Region Free, and it's coming October 28th. I cannot wait for this disc. It's a must-own for me. So that's wonderful. That's Birdie. Moving on, we are into Kino Lorber. Now, they have a crap ton of announcements. Mario Bava's Hercules in the Haunted World is coming on October 8th. It has an audio commentary by Tim Lucas, which is great. Interview with actor George Arteson, and it has the U.S. release version and the European version. It looks like two versions of the film. So that's a cool Bava film I haven't seen personally, but I'm curious about. New York Stories, the anthology film with pieces from Woody Allen, Coppola, and Scorsese, and this has a new audio commentary by film historian Jim Hempel. Always look forward to those tracks. So that's good stuff. That's coming on October 29th from Kino. They have Kundun, which is going to be discussed, or was discussed, on Scorsese Part 3 of Pure Cinema. Wish we could have had this Blu-ray available to us when we did that show, but alas. So this one comes on October 29th. It'll be great to see it in high def. It deserves it. It has a new interview with director Martin Scorsese, interview with composer Philip Glass, and interview with screenwriter Melissa Matheson. Actually, I don't know if these are new interviews, especially because Melissa Matheson has since passed away, but it does have some new stuff, so that's great, at least in terms of the DVD that I have. I don't know that all this stuff was on that. So that is Kundun. And next up, we have Room at the Top and 1,000 Clowns. Both great films. Room at the Top is a British drama with Lawrence Harvey, Simone Signore. Very good stuff. I remember, this is such a weird aside, but when I was working at the video store circa 2000s-ish, Wes Anderson was, I think he had an office at like Gracie Films, and he would come by and rent on their account, and he rented Room at the Top on DVD at some point, I seem to remember. And I was like, ooh, what is this British film? I've never heard of this. So anyway, I don't know what film that may or may not have influenced, but I was curious because he rented it. But 1,000 Clowns, I'm super excited about. I love this film. It's wonderful. It's Jason Robards, you know, as an eccentric former TV writer who lives with his 12-year-old nephew in a messy New York apartment. And when his unconventional home life is discovered, his character comes under scrutiny by a social worker, Barbara Harris, whom he quickly charms, and...
No, I always take an onion in my martini. This is a constant...
Mr. Burns, perhaps you're not aware of just how serious your situation is. The circumstances of the child's environment, the danger...
Our investigation, Mr. Burns, is the result of what the Bureau considers to be almost an emergency case.
Yeah, but he just likes to kid around, lady. Really, we've got a great environment here.
Relax, kid. Look, people, I am sorry. Let's get on with the questions.
Nick, suppose that you and I have a little chat right here.
Oh, fine. I was going to suggest that myself.
Well, I'm sure there are times when the fun stops. And you have nice talks, and your uncle teaches you things.
Oh, I can do a great Peter Lorre imitation. Murray taught me.
Nikki, what Miss Markowitz means...
You can't hang
is
me.
That you and your uncle...
I didn't do it, I tell you.
No,
that's
Nikki...
That's not my knife.
That's not what
it
we meant,
It was all
Nikki.
A mistake. I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
Nicholas, that happens to be a very good imitation. Well, perhaps, but we're trying to establish... Can you imitate Peter Lorre?
Well, I can also do a pretty good James Cagney. I mean, it's not fantastic like my Peter Lorre,
but it's pretty good. Now, Nicholas, please, try and pay attention. Now, if I may proceed...
Albert, if you'll just let me handle this area.
He's got just a really interesting outlook on life. I really enjoy this film. I don't know about special features, but it's a new 2K restoration for this and Room at the Top, which is exciting. These are slated for early 2020. That's all the info I have on those. Just announced are the Nude Bomb, the Get Smart movie, which I'm actually kind of looking forward to. very strange and goofy film that flopped pretty hard.
This is Don Adams. Would you believe I'm back in my first movie? Would you believe me, Agent 86 is on the trail of a deadly ring of weirdos? Would you believe my agents and me are going to expose the enemy? Or is it vice versa? Well, believe me. See me, Don Adams, as Maxwell Smart.
Sorry about that, Chief.
In the Nude Bomb.
Rated PG. Now playing at a theater near you.
But, yeah, that street's on 1119, and I don't know if they list any special features. I don't think so. No, not at this time, but that doesn't mean they aren't coming. Also coming from Kino in November, a ton of other stuff I'm just going to list here. Charlie Varick, very exciting. I don't know about the features. I don't know anything about what's happening with this one, but that's fantastic. I already have the Indicator Blu-ray, but I will buy it again from Kino. Christmas in July, the Preston Sturges movie. I love that film. I'm definitely getting that as well. The Gunrunners, Madigan with Richard Widmark, which is a great cop drama. Return to Macon County with Nick Nolte and Don Johnson, the sequel to Macon County Line. Also good and a lot of fun. Thunderbolt and Lightfoot is apparently getting another release from them. I know that had come out through Kina, through Twilight Time a couple times. Unfleek, the Jean-Pierre Melville film, and Winter Kills, the crazy cult movie with Jeff Bridges and John Huston. I'm a big fan of that oddball movie. So that's it for Kino as far as I have this month. Next up, Olive Films has announced A Bucket of Blood as part of their signature collection, coming on September 24th. This is the Roger Corman film featuring Dick Miller in a rare starring role, which is great. He is wonderful in this movie.
Crazy. Come, enjoy yourself. Where the hilarious enjoy the horrifying. In A Bucket of Blood.
No, you're gonna shoot me! Don't shoot!
Come to the land of living dreams, where realists dream of the unreal.
Walter, you've done something to me. Something deep down inside of my prana. Oh, Walter, I want to be with you. You're creative.
Beatniks at their bawdiest. The creative urge at its most primitive. I'm deeply moved, and I shall compose a poem. Love is art. Art is love. It's the weirdest and the wildest.
I don't want to make statues anymore. I want to get married. To you.
And it looks like it's going to have a new 4K remaster. Something called Creation Is, All Else Is Not. Roger Corman on A Bucket of Blood. There's an audio commentary by Elijah Drenner, who of course directed the great documentary That Guy Dick Miller. I will look forward to that. I don't think I've heard Elijah do too many commentaries, but he's great, so that should be wonderful. Archival audio interview with screenwriter Charles B. Griffith. Bits of Bucket, a visual essay comparing the original script to the finished film. Anyway, these signature editions are great, and I hope this is a sign that they'll be cranking out a few more, as they seem to have stalled their production on these. But that's A Bucket of Blood coming on September 24th. Next up, a quick one from Shout Factory. Abbott and Costello, The Complete Universal Pictures Collection on Blu-ray. Now, this is going to be loaded with hours of bonus features, an exclusive booklet, the ultimate tribute to the two funniest and enduring comedians. It will have the following films. Let's see. Wow, there's a lot. Okay. One Night in the Tropics, Buck Privates, In the Navy, Hold That Ghost, Keep 'Em Flying, Ride 'Em Cowboy, Pardon My Sarong, Who Done It? Oh, that one's a lot of fun. It Ain't Hay, Hit the Ice, In Society, Here Come the Coeds, The Naughty 90s, Little Giant, The Time of Their Lives, Buck Privates Come Home, The Wistful Widow of Wagon Gap, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, Mexican Hayride, Abbott and Costello Meet the Killer Boris Karloff, Abbott and Costello in the Foreign Legion, Abbott and Costello Meet the Invisible Man, Coming Round the Mountain, Lost in Alaska, Abbott and Costello Go to Mars, Abbott and Costello Meet Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Abbott and Costello Meet the Keystone Cops, Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy, and that is it.
Baggage room. London. Calling here? St. Collector, is it? Oh, all right, put them on.
Hello? Do you have two crates addressed to the McDougal House of Horrors?
What's the number on the checks?
never mind that. Tonight the moon will be full here. I haven't much time. Now listen closely. I'm flying out of here at dawn. Under no circumstances are you to deliver those crates until I arrive. Understand? Under... Honey...
Hey, you'll have to get your dog away from the phone. I can't hear a word you're saying. You're awful silly to call me all the way from London just to have your dog talk to me.
That is one hell of a nice collection. I am 28 films. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this set, and I don't even know about the extras yet, so that's going to be priceless. Very cool. From Shout, that is streeted. It's a 15-disc set that is projected to come out November 5th from Sony Pictures, Skate Town USA.
Remember when roller skating was a lonely sport? The skaters were discreet. The skates were obsolete. And the background had no beat. At all. Well, times sure have changed. Welcome to Skate Town USA. Where boy meets girl in a celebration of love on wheels. From coast to coast, rock and roller disco is the most.
Right.
The most fun, the most excitement, the most beautiful girls.
Yeah.
The most outrageous guys. The most daring encounter between two rival champions.
Skate Town, a new place to boogie. Put on your dancing wings.
And the most fantastic music. All come together in the greatest story ever rolled.
Everybody get down and fly to the rhythm. See how good it feels to be in Skate Town.
Big stars get down, and new faces turn around in Skate Town USA.
It's coming on September 24th. I cannot believe it. This is a movie that has been not available on home video in any proper format that I know of since its release. Maybe there's some bootleg VHS, or I know there's bootleg taped off TV versions, or, you know, dubbed down from 16mm print versions. But this is one of two wonderful, ridiculous roller disco movies from the 1970s. This and Roller Boogie are often put together as a double feature, and it is a remarkably fun double. This one, of course, features Patrick Swayze, Scott Baio, Maureen McCormick, Ruth Buzzi, and more. Apparently the soundtrack will be restored, as I understand it. So that is very exciting. Skate Town USA, September 24th. Let's see here. Studio Canal, first look at the new 4K restoration of Alan Parker's Angel Heart. Very exciting. This will be coming October 14th. And it has a brand new 4K restoration. There's an Alan Parker interview excerpt from Cinéaste des Années 80, audio commentary with Alan Parker, introduction by Parker, background in Voodoo featurette. I believe all these are on previous releases, but we're talking about a 4K version of the film and a new Blu-ray, like a 4K Blu-ray from Studio Canal. I can't tell what the region coding is on this yet, but very exciting stuff to have this, you know, I think a little bit underrated at this point, you know, classic Alan Parker film. Two of his greats coming out, well, being announced in the same month. So, good stuff. And getting down to the bottom of my list here, there is the... Oh, you know what I totally skipped was the... I'll come back to it. Universal Pictures announced the House of Hitchcock collection. This has got a really cool box with the Psycho House on the front of it. And this is a 17-disc, 15 Blu-rays, and 2 DVD set. It has Saboteur, Shadow of a Doubt, Rope, Rear Window, Trouble with Harry, Man Who Knew Too Much, Vertigo, North by Northwest, Psycho, The Birds, Marnie, Torn Curtain, Topaz, Frenzy, Family Plot, exclusive new 7 TV episodes from Alfred Hitchcock Presents, exclusive new 3 TV episodes from the Alfred Hitchcock Hour, documentaries, audio commentaries, interviews, screen tests, and more. So exciting for Hitchcock fans, a lovely new box set. Vinegar Syndrome has announced they will put out Vice Academy 1 through 3. That's supposed to be later this year. And they have also announced their September package, which includes Pledge Night, Beyond Evil, The Vineyard, and Secta Siniestra, some more Spanish horror. I'm very excited about Pledge Night. I'm a big Pledge Night fan. It's a good little horror movie from, I think, the early 90s, if I recall. And then Warner Archive has announced some fun stuff. The Setup, the Robert Wise film with Robert Ryan and Audrey Totter. Great little boxing movie. It's a classic. I'm glad they're putting that one out. These are all slated for September, I believe. The Letter with Betty Davis, one of her best movies. Really good movie with a great opening. I should mention The Setup has an audio commentary with Robert Wise and Martin Scorsese. I think that comes over from the DVD. The Letter has an alternate ending sequence, 2 radio adaptations, but both are brand new remasters, The Setup and The Letter. In fact, all of these are. A Touch of Class is coming. That is with George Segal and Glenda Jackson. I don't think I've seen that movie. That looks fun. Very exciting announcement. One of my favorites that was announced this month is My Favorite Year, that Richard Benjamin film inspired by incidents from the comedy legend Mel Brooks's early career. It's a golden age revisited, zany, misty-eyed tribute to TV's early days. This, of course, stars Peter O'Toole and Mark Lynn Baker, among others.
It was 1954. Television was live. And Benji Stone landed the job of his dreams as a TV comedy writer.
Alice, what are we seeing?
Alan Swan's movies.
It was the year Hollywood's greatest hero swashbuckled his way onto live TV. And into Benji's life.
He's blasted.
Good God, it's Renfield.
I thought he was dead.
Swan better be at every rehearsal sober, or it's your neck.
They've asked me to stay with you and help you over some of the rough spots.
Like showing up?
That's one. Another is not passing out.
What sort of heroic idiot am I this time?
A musketeer idiot.
I read that on the airplane. Very funny. Very good.
I wrote that.
Did you? Bravo, Stan. Bravo.
Telephone the store club. We'll be 2 for dinner.
Oh, no, Mr. Swan. This is exactly the way it started last time.
You know, I'm supposed to watch you.
Good, watch this. Now all we have to do is to get from here to there. I'm going down now.
It has a commentary from Richard Benjamin, which comes over from the DVD, but I'm very excited that My Favorite Year is going to be finally available on Blu-ray from Warner Archive. Good stuff. Popeye the Sailor, the 1940s Volume 3. Very cool that they've continued this series. I have the first one. I need to get the second one, but I'll have to get the third one. The first one looked great. Just wonderful, you know, restorations of these cartoons. So glad this series is continuing. The only thing I think I've forgotten was I meant to comment on Criterion's November announcements. I know that there are a lot of shows that just do straight up episodes about that, but just so you know, Criterion announced Cold War, the film from a year or two ago. That's November 19th. Very exciting for me is now Voyager, which is another Betty Davis film, another one of her best films. This is a new 4K restoration. There's an episode of the Dick Cavett Show from 1971 with Betty Davis, an interview with Paul Henreid, selected scene commentary on the film score by Professor Jeff Smith, new interview with film critic Farhan Smith-Neme on the making of the film. Can't wait for that. New interview with costume historian Larry McQueen. 2 radio adaptations plus a booklet with an essay. That's exciting. Betty Blue is coming. I remember this being like a big deal on video because it's like a very sexy movie, but I haven't seen it in a long time. So I'm definitely interested in checking out that. All About Eve, Another Bette Davis classic, and, you know, a well-known film. It's about time it got a nice Blu-ray release. That's a 4K digital restoration. Two audio commentaries, All About Mankiewicz, a feature-length documentary on the director from 1983. Episode of The Dick Cavett Show featuring Bette Davis and Gary Merrill. New interview with costume designer historian Larry McQueen. Hollywood Backstories, All About Eve, a 2001 documentary featuring interviews with Davis and others about the making of the film. Documentaries from 2010 about Mankiewicz's life and career, the short story on which the film was based, and its real world inspiration. Yeah, that looks like a nice set. And another one I'm really excited about is The Day Trippers, Greg Mottola's, I believe, first film with a really great cast, including Stanley Tucci, Hope Davis, Parker Posey, Liev Schreiber. It's a really fun indie kind of movie from the early 90s, if I recall. But this is one that's been a favorite of mine, and as far as I know, only had like a full-frame DVD release. Really didn't get much in the way of home video releases, so this is wonderful. It's a new 4K restoration supervised by Mottola, new audio commentary with Mottola, editor Ann McCabe, and producer Steven Soderbergh. That's going to be fantastic, I can just tell. So I'm looking forward to that. New interviews with Mottola and cast members Hope Davis, Parker Posey, Liev Schreiber, and Campbell Scott. The Hatbox, a 1985 short film by Mottola with commentary by him, plus an essay by critic Emily Nussbaum. So anyway, that's some good stuff coming from Criterion, and that will close out this episode of announcements. I will try to do this on a monthly basis, but I may end up combining months if I get behind. You know, I'll do like two at a time. But these were just some things that I saw pop up during August that caught my attention, I thought might be interesting to the listeners. So hopefully this kind of episode is acceptable. Just me running down a list of stuff. Anyway, it's an exciting time to be a Blu-ray collector. It continues to be so, and hearing all these great announcements keeps me excited about the hobby, keeps me excited about the fact that there are a lot of labels out there doing great work, and we need to keep supporting them so they can continue to do great work. And thank you for listening and supporting this show. Hope all of you have a lovely and Blu-ray-filled week. And I will talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.